Welcome, everyone. This is the board meeting for Connect Transit on November 19th. It's 2025. Go ahead and stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, thanks. Okay, we have the consent agenda. That should be, everyone has the consent agenda. And that includes the approval, the agenda tonight, and the approval, the minutes for October 22nd, our last meeting. Our next meeting is our big meeting on December 10th. That's earlier than normal because of the holidays. That's the one where we're going to consider pass the budget for next year. So we really want to encourage everyone to come to that meeting. Can I have a motion to accept this consent agenda?
I'll move to accept the consent agenda.
Okay. Second.
So Sean made the motion and Ron seconded. Is there any discussion? Comments? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hey, thank you. Do we have anyone from the public with us today? Comments? Okay. I'm going to move on to board business. And Curtis is going to share a lot with us today.
So, it's my show this time, I guess.
Yes. So our first item is the presentation of the third quarter financial report.
So we met with the budget/audit committee last week and went through this report. Glenn was going to be out of town, so they asked me to go through this. We sent out the third quarter results. Explanation of various items. Hopefully you've had a chance to go through those. First thing, is there specific questions you have or something you'd like me to explain more? Or is there anything that stands out that we should discuss?
We've discussed it a lot.
A lot of these, for the third quarter represents a lot of the same explanations that we've had in previous quarters. So there really wasn't a whole lot new. I will indicate our fuel continues to remain lower than we'd planned. That's always a nice variance when it stays low, because there's no guarantees of that. And then obviously tires are already starting to pick up the spending on those. We're starting to see that already. But unless you want to spend more time on it, there's no need to accept this unless you want to accept it. It's just a presentation.
Okay.
But just, is there any other question? Any questions? Or do you feel comfortable? Awesome.
Then the next item is a presentation of the fiscal year 2026, the tentative budget.
Yes, and I do want to spend a little bit of time on this one with the changes from the last budget. So if you can go to right there, back up one page. Yep, right there. There you go. No, one more.
Back up one more.
Right there. Perfect. Okay. The last couple meetings we've gone through all the line item details. So I'm not going to rehash those. Those are still presented. What I do want to spend a minute going through is just the differences between the last budget that we showed you, or what we call the original budget, and this tentative budget, so you understand what changed. We found a formula error. Imagine that. It actually overstated salaries by a little bit, double counted some things. So we eliminated that out. We did identify equipment. We got this zero here.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we got to change this up. We've got equipment that doesn't meet our capitalization limit. Just so the board understands, with the last time we met with the audit committee, we talked that the federal government has increased their threshold of what they qualify as capital. So before, anything that cost $5,000 or more was considered capital. The federal government has now gone up to $50,000.
That's a big jump.
It is. We're not going that far. We talked. We had a lot of discussion with the audit committee about this, and we're going to go up to is $20,000. So if an item now has to cost $20,000 to be capitalized. So we're going from 5,000 to 20,000, not all the way up to 50. As we analyzed the assets, just in short, a lot of the discussion was when we analyzed the assets, it doesn't really take that much off anymore because there's so many things that cost 20,000. It's just amazing how fast you get there. So the audit committee agreed that that's more of an internal policy decision. So that's where we're going to. So that required a little bit of change. So we added 9,000 into an operating budget that would have previously been capital. If you go down to the maintenance, we've reported previously that we've been doing a lot of work on the history wall. The wall out here, just out front, was designed. That wall, we delayed that. We want to really get it done right, and so we had to take budget from this year, but we have to basically rebudget it for next year. So that's what this $8,000 increase is. We won't spend that this year. We'll spend it next year. So we're requesting authorization to do that. And then as for capital, we've got bids in for, we're working through the contract issue for the design side of things and the proposed timeframe. So we had to update how much we think we're going to be spending on doing the project on the south side, the training course and facility there. And so that's just our revised estimate of how much we'll spend in the next year. It's a little bit more than what we planned. We think we'll get more done. So next page. It's where we pulled equipment out that doesn't meet the capitalization threshold. So once again, that's going out. And then we adjusted our sales tax budget, the amount that we received from the sales tax based off of what's happening. Came in a little bit higher than we expected. So we adjusted the expectations up, and we've also adjusted interest income up because we'll have the land proceeds sitting in our investment account. So that's all the differences. Everything else is exactly the same when it comes to the budget. Questions on that? I went through it fairly fast, but.
Basic.
Okay. So that takes care of that one.
Okay. If there's no questions, then we'll move on to the presentation of the capital plan.
Yeah. So this one is the plan going from 2027. So it's not next year, it's the year beyond that. 2026, you've got in this year's budget. So, and we've been through all those projects. So this is our estimates of how things are going forward. This plan doesn't necessarily have to be accepted per se. It's more for presentation points. But we do want you to understand where we're assigning money, kind of timeframes roughly, when we anticipate a number of things. You'll see in 2027, we have a lot more for the training course, improving the south south of the parking lot area. We do have in the plan for 27. We park a lot of vehicles right out here and over on the other side. As we've looked at it, we're actually using those a lot more. We cut the costs out of when we were doing this building to try and keep everything in line. We were looking for every way to cut costs. But we do feel like we need those canopies. And so we've put an estimate in those for 27. These are fairly rough estimates. We'll true them up as we get closer, obviously. But that is one thing that we're putting in the plan.
What do the canopies look like in your mind? Really permanent?
Yeah, they'll be a lot more permanent and really provide shelter. They'll have a more of a solid south side to them, so that they're protected from those south winds that blow snow in a lot. So we'll go through a design phase with it to really design them upright so that they can handle snows, handle wind. But they'd also protect the cars during the day from all the heat and everything like that as well. So it'll keep them a little bit cooler in the summer, things like that, help their life.
Yeah.
We do have the training simulators. We put them into 2028. There's a real chance that they'll move to 27. We just kind of roughed out some time frames there. The bus schedules, you can see that's just our standard rotation. So the very top section, that's just our standard replacement schedule for buses. So we've just put in estimates of how much they'll cost as they go in there. The big one that you'll see is in 2029, we'll have 6 large buses that come up for replacement. That one we've got to make sure we have money set aside for. So the bus replacement schedule is on the top section. The bottom section is more other items and certain concept areas. You'll notice in that same year in 2029, we start in 2028, but 2029, the transit center down by Smith's on 500 North, we're really starting to notice some items in there. And Jody can speak more to this, but we've noticed some areas in there where we think redoing that transit center. It was built in 2003. So
I think it was 2000. I looked
to the guy that was here when he did.
It could be. You're probably right.
Yeah,
because it was a long time ago.
We started CVTD in 01.
Okay.
And then, right? And then it went to the transit center in 03.
So basically, what we're looking at is the great job that they did designing it and everything like that. It's 25 years old, and it just needs a refresh. There's a lot of things.
3 is right, because I was here. I think about 23 is about right.
Jody's got a good memory.
So what we're proposing in this plan is to consider that we would just go through and give it a refresh, figure out what we can update. Maybe bring some things up to where they've got a little bit more energy standards to it. Bathrooms have some concerns. There are certain aspects in there that we think we can maybe use space a little bit, that we want to experiment around with some designs.
Plus state codes change. There's some things that to try to comply better with things. Mm-hmm. So.
It was built to handle Greyhound buses coming into it, very smartly so, but that whole world's changed. So there's just things that have changed in 2.5 decades, quarter of a century, however you want to say it.
Can I make a comment with regards to this as well, just for some context? So this document is something we use in multiple places, right? So we use it like we're doing tonight, communicating with you, with the public, and just trying to show we have these projects out there, right? But as Curtis said, these are kind of rough numbers. When we get to where you're creating a budget for a budget cycle, then that's when we'll get tighter numbers. We'll know what those numbers are when you're approving a budget. So just know that you see a number there, that may not be the final number. That's just the other part is this is part of what we use when we're going to the state legislature asking for funding or to our national legislature asking for funding. so that they understand our plan. A lot of times that is very critical to them, that they understand that we're not just flying by the seat of our pants and we're going, oh, hey, we need to go get some buses, but we thought things out and we have a plan. And then I would say with the FTA as well, they require that we are judiciously managing our assets. We have a plan of how we're replacing those assets. You know, we call that state of good repair, things of that nature. So this document is something that is used in multiple different ways. And so it's great that we can present it and talk about it. But I just don't want you to think, oh, those numbers are set in stone. As we get closer and as we start looking at a budget, then we'll true those numbers up to get what they are.
So, August of 01.
Is it 01? Good job.
We did present this last year. It was a little bit rougher. We've fine-tuned it up a little bit. But we're gonna keep refreshing. We don't want this to be a once a year thing. So we're gonna keep presenting this more frequently, just to kind of keep things in front. I've highlighted a couple things just as items for us to watch and to monitor. We know that in the budget for next year, we've got planning dollars to kind of plan out what services might be on the horizon to be offered. We've talked about the possibility of transfer centers. Do those make sense? So we did put an amount in there based off of that study that we may start looking at different things. And we also put in a concept type timeframe, service expansion vehicles. We didn't want to put that into a year because we really want to see what the study says. So even though it's sitting in kind of in a 2031 to 2004, I meant to put that in concept. Sorry, I'll move that. It's designed so we can move it out of concept into the right year as we get more information from planning as the board makes decisions on that. But there's an amount in there for some vehicles that would include a mixture of fixed route buses and vans. Kind of it's more of a placeholder.
I was going to say, so I see that right above the highlighted service expansion, so you have north and south satellite facility. Is that the same as the transfer centers?
No, there's a concept out there that we're toying around with. We look long term. So when we look down the road and we look 20 years ish down the road, and if the valley keeps growing, the concept of having all of the buses start and stop out of this facility becomes less likely. There's some concepts that we may have to have a satellite facility, call them a satellite facility, but a facility on the north end, south end, where buses would originate from those to eliminate some of our deadhead time. Drivers could check in there. We wouldn't necessarily have maintenance there. We'd probably bring buses back here. We'd have to consider some of those factors of what makes sense. But they're designed to be basically bus storage areas and where drivers could come in, pick up their buses, and get out onto route faster as we expand routes out more into the north and south end.
I'm just thinking like the transit center. I was thinking like big transit centers, but
not necessarily.
He's saying facilities.
And so how much are you talking for spending on that?
Well, again, these are concept numbers.
I think I would look first to see if you can contract with somebody that has a parking lot or a,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's just,
sure.
I mean, government spends money just to spend money. We don't need to do it.
and again, that's part of that.
And that's what we can pull that off. It's just one of those things that we just have a concept of. We would be able to really control people coming in, getting their buses, having them protected, really. So the assets are protected. Employees can come in, check in, and get out faster and kill the deadhead time. Reduce the deadhead times down a little bit so service could be quicker to people. It's just a concept, very, very much a concept only.
It's for concept. It's not meant to be.
I still have heartburn with the simulator too.
Oh, I think I think that's part of the thing is as we get closer, that's a discussion, Rana, absolutely. So,
like,
oh, yeah.
I don't want to get too off topic, but with this facility now, like, if we started our shift at like 5, whatnot, it just took a few minutes to drive down to the transit center and then you get on your bus and then leave at like 5:30, right? How much time now? Is it like an extra 15 minutes that they're needing or? Yeah.
From the operations and maintenance facility?
Yeah, like from here. Like your place, they check in here, right?
Mm-hmm. As compared to our previous one.
Yeah, so we used to be under 10. Now we're under 20.
Exactly. Yeah,
so it made a significant difference, yeah. We had to increase make the shifts longer.
Oh, are they? Okay.
So the clock ins and clock outs. So, you got more deadhead.
Sure.
It doesn't seem like that much, but when you times it over a day, all the shifts that you have, all the extra miles that you're putting on, and then you times that over a year, these little things make a significant difference.
And the thing is, it's, I don't know, you've probably seen it too, along with the rest of us, just the traffic in general. So the travel time is getting slower. I mean, this travel speeds are getting slower because of traffic. So, it's continually getting more time than it takes us to go from here to there.
And throughout the day, because I drive all over on an errand, doesn't seem to be a calm part of the day, except at midnight. That's a good time to drive.
So oh, wow.
I don't drive.
Yeah. Well, my oldest was working at the jump zone, and I would go pick him up before he was driving. I'd go pick him up at midnight when he'd get off. And I was like, this is great. There are only cops on the road, so you do 500. There are a lot of cops on the road. Anyways, that's a good idea.
So with this plan, we'll be bringing it back periodically. We'll be updating it, and we'll have a separate time where we get designed for more input on this. A lot of it, we need the study, so we can start really filling in a few of the holes. But when you look at the total need out there, and Leon, I think you had the question last time. You know, do we have the funds for this? We schedule out and make sure that we how we're going to be looking at this, and so we know time frames so that we can analyze at what point and how grants can supplement some of this, and we put in ideas of what grants we can get. So we, like as Todd said, this really is a working document for us. It's something that we monitor quite frequently.
I'm so grateful that we can see this because it gives us such a good picture of things. It's great.
I guess good question, Leon.
Yeah, please.
Here's a picture of the little squirrel running wheel. They're running ahead of all of you guys. So one of the interesting facts about this sheet is that we know what is going on in your heads, you know, what you guys are thinking long before we have a chance to learn about or vote on them, which is good because the grants, right? We want to prepare for grants. The one thing that concerns me slightly, just a little bit, is that if we are sequestering money in a balance fund for some of these items that we haven't voted on, instead of using that balance fund for other things that we have voted on and are excited about, you know, that would be deleterious.
Yeah.
You know, and I shared with the executive committee, like the idea of the two transit centers, a north and a south one, a wonderful idea, growth, but I don't want to see the commuter routes lengthen. We'll lose too many choice riders. I'm really concerned about it. And that, as proposed or as generally shown to us, would have happened. You know, so if that was proposed, I would vote against it, right? And a simulator, mayor, I'd probably vote against the simulator too, unless you gave me some time in one with an airplane and I got to have some fun. I'm not joking, right? But, you know, so there are,
just sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting both ways. I like it.
That's why it's good for you to have discussion, and you guys ultimately make this approval. So,
there's concerns about the simulator and the expense for it. When you, if you guys do want to do that and you go to propose it, will you give us like a really good presentation?
For sure.
So we can see like the pros and cons and.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Ask lots of questions about it. Yeah, good points. Thank you, Sean, for bringing those things up.
And with those simulators, so when you're asking for options, could we also get more information about the cost if we buy them, but maybe if we lease them? I don't know if they have options like that where you can just lease them for so many years, because what if we buy them or let's say we lease them for a year or so and we can actually see the benefit of having them, right, versus not having them. And if we see that, hey, yeah, this is a great benefit. It has helped and improved and this, you know, all of these areas, maybe then we can consider buying them. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we can look at those options.
Absolutely. All sorts of options. Yeah.
I just think the cost for that, you can do a lot of training and I mean, man, again, we're talking taxpayer money. There is no agency that I know agencies that have 1,800 employees that can't justify spending that money for simulators. They still feel it's more cost effective to do training in the bus. Hands-on, it's a great toy, and I've even heard of one location that they got it installed, they used it 3 or 4 times, and it kind of just sat there. I mean, it's a big toy, is all it is, in my opinion. And so I just don't think it's worth the money.
I think it, again, this is a great question. Again, that's concept, right? So we haven't gone down the road of really researching. I was just in a facility 3 weeks ago that has one, right? And I was excited to use it. And
they're fun. They're cool. I didn't get to
use it. They didn't get it up and running for us. But I've actually been on it. But that's the thing. It's like when we get into the research where we're really going to put it in the budget and we're starting that process, then we're going to spend some time ourselves researching it and being able to come and answer these questions. And I think that's a very valid point is, what are other agencies' experience with those things? So I think it's really valid.
Well, one of the things we're building over here is a building to house that, right?
Yeah, and classrooms. I mean, it's not just a building to house that, but if we went ahead and did that, if that was something that was approved, then it would have space for that as well.
Did we not build classrooms over here for?
We did. We have a classroom, but again, we're looking at space as you grow, but yeah.
The training facility gives me a little heartburn too. I just can't wrap my head around the cost of that.
Yeah,
I'm naive that way. But it's I'm like, wow, that is just.
Let's put a flat parking lot out there.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Sir.
Anyway, sorry. Thank you, Liren.
Good discussion. Yeah.
Please ask questions as much as possible. We love good discussion. Let's encourage that. And I think, as Sean, what you were saying about, like, if we're saving money for things we haven't approved, and I'm like, wait, what are we? But, like, so, I mean, so much of the top section, like, really the bulk of that is replacing buses, which is so good for us to be making long-term. But, yeah, definitely for some of those concepts. So, yeah. Okay. Any other questions? Okay, good discussion. Okay, then we'll move on to item D, which is really exciting, our consideration for the tentative budget. Do you guys have any questions about the budget before we do that? Okay, then I would ask for a motion to accept and approve the tentative budget for fiscal year 2026 as presented to us.
Move.
Okay, Mike Arnold is making the motion, and Floor seconds it. Any more questions or discussion?
One last one.
Yeah, go for it.
Just the capital activities.
see.
Is that the capital projects plan?
No. No? Okay. The budget, the capital activities. I forgot this from our discussion a month ago, but why we're like almost 2.6 million in the negative on that. That's planned from our
Fund balance, our savings.
Balance. This is just for, is this the bus purchases for the, is this our capital plan for 2026?
Yeah.
Oh, that's 2026. It's not in there.
Yeah, no, it's right, it's 2026. So yeah. There's the
bus purchases. Okay.
It breaks it down in detail. It's page 16 in your packet.
Yep. Okay. Sorry. Just jogging my memory on that one.
Great. Ask the question.
Okay. I remember now. Okay. I'm good.
That answers your question? Okay. So if there's no more discussion, then all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, thank you. All right, so we got that passed. I'll go ahead and move to the board chair report. And we have to recognize our employee anniversaries. Wow, this is awesome. Our maintenance supervisor, Dick Coates, has been working for 23 years. And Julie Barrett, a driver for 13 years. And Michael Bond, a dispatcher for 5 years. That's awesome. Wow, really good.
Dick is Nathan's son, right?
Brother. Not this son.
Brother.
Yes.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, Nathan. Okay.
I saw Nathan the other day.
Did you?
Ran into him. He was like, driving down the road, and I saw him. And I was like, so we pull over and talked for an hour.
Oh, that's cool. Cool. And I hope he's doing well. Okay. So just a couple more things before we close. Again, just I would really encourage. We need everyone. We need to have a quorum for our next board meeting. So we can pass the budget. So really, if everyone can come, again, that's December 10th at 5:30 here. And then reminder, we're going to have our board social, which that clipboard came around. So that is December 17th.
And I will not be attending, Sean. I just verified that I will be in Chicago that day.
Oh, well, we're going to miss you.
I will not be there. So scratch me off, whoever's got the sheet.
We'll have to have a party without you.
Just leave the bet.
Yeah, there you go. See, taking her rides.
She made it, watches.
So we're gonna have dinner at 5:30, but things will be set up, and you encourage everyone to come a few minutes early, 5 o'clock, to socialize. And then at our next meeting, we're going to elect a vice chair because Dave is leaving. He got married. We're really excited for Dave. Good things are happening for him.
Is he moving down there where she's from then?
Correct.
Bummer.
Yeah. So we're sad to lose him. He's been so wonderful on the board and always asks great questions. I'm just like, oh, I'm so glad Dave's here. So he does a great job, but so we're going to miss him and excited for a new board member coming soon. So, okay.
Where's he from? Where's he represent?
Logan.
He's Logan City.
So if anyone's interested, just reach out to Todd, and we'll have that election. Yes, next meeting. Okay. Any comments from the public? All right, then. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight, for your comments, for your questions, and for the work you do. We really appreciate it. And we'll go ahead and adjourn.